Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
Toward the very end of the book of Deuteronomy, Moses is addressing the Israelites and letting them know that he's an old man, he's come to the end of his life, and he will not be continuing on with them into the promised land, the land of Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey on the other side of the River Jordan. So it says in the 31st chapter, the 7th and 8th verses, it says, "Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and bold, for you are the one who will go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to their ancestors to give them, and you will put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. So do not fear or do not be dismayed." What an absolutely wonderful and affirming word. You know, be strong and bold. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or do not be dismayed. You know, I find in my own life, maybe you find this as well, that we often approach challenging situations with a fair degree of timidity because we kind of fear being undone by them, right? We fear failure. Maybe we fear disappointment. We fear hurting someone's feelings. Our timidity is often fueled by this erroneous sense that we're kind of on our own, that we are alone. But here's the thing. God calls us, each and every one of us, to boldness and strength because God goes before us into every room. God goes before us into every situation. God goes before us in every relationship to safeguard our well-being and to show us the way. You see, here's the thing. With God, okay, Emmanuel God, remember, God with us. With God, we are never alone, which means we are never forsaken. So the question I'd like you to consider today is simply, where do you need God to go ahead of you? Where do you need God to go ahead of you to prepare a way for you? Let's pray. Lord, we really do thank you for the reminder that we are not alone, that you go before us. You watch over us. In fact, Lord God, you are making preparations for us before we even begin to pack our bags for the next leg of the journey that we're on. So we want to thank you. We want to thank you for your presence. And we want to thank you for allowing us to draw strength and courage from that knowledge that you are our Emmanuel God, God with us each and every day, each and every step of the way. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.